This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right. Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. There's so much happening right now. Let's start. Coming up in a little bit, I'll play my conversation with Patrick Mahomes. We have a tradition on this show. During the bye week, we do not ask Patrick any football questions. We just ask him random questions, and we see what his answer is. Last year, we asked him if he had Venmo. We also asked him when was the last time that he flew commercial. This is our yearly tradition. Next week, we will get back to normal football things. It's a bye week. We're having a little bit of fun. All right. I want to be very, very clear here, because sometimes on the text line, whenever we have these conversations, you guys will get all hot and bothered. And then you guys will say something like, well, you guys don't think they have a plan. Well, you know what? Sports talk would be kind of boring if my stance on all of these things was, I mean, it didn't work, but we'll see if it works out. I'm sure they have a plan. We got to say other things along the way. All right. I wanted the Chiefs to go get Amari Cooper. I wanted the Chiefs to go get Amari Cooper for a couple of different reasons. Let's start with, he's a really productive player. Amari Cooper has had over 1,000 yards in 4 out of the last 5 seasons. He is a guy who has been relatively healthy in his career. This year, I know he's not off to a hot start. He currently has the worst starting quarterback in the National Football League. So I am not putting his production this season against him. His numbers are drastically down. I don't think that's the indication of the kind of player that he is. We're not talking about a player that you think age is a concern. He's 30 years old. Now, he's no spring chicken, but he is certainly still capable of being I won't say elite receiver in the league. I don't think he's that. A very productive player in the league. So I wanted Amari Cooper for that. The Chiefs do not have a current proven wide receiver on their roster. Maybe you would argue that it's Juju Smith-Schuster, but I think we can acknowledge last year wasn't so hot in New England. Now, he had some of the same quarterback issues. Health could be a concern. I won't fight you too hard on Juju Smith-Schuster. They currently have 4 wide receivers. They have Xavier Worthy, Juju Smith-Schuster, Justin Watson, and Mecole Hardman, and I refuse to put Sky Moore in this category because I'm not even sure if Sky Moore is an NFL player at this point, but the Chiefs just continue to have him around for whatever reason he is on the team. So Amari Cooper was going to check off a big need for this team. He is a legitimate, proven, capable, productive wide receiver in the National Football League. I also think that the Chiefs need to pick up a couple of extra wide receivers for just simple depth purposes. Now, maybe they think that's what Justin Ross is. Maybe they think that's what Nico Remigio is. I would say, well, those are also guys that have never proven that they're NFL players before. I'm not really sure how much they can help you. So you still need to be in a position that even if it's not Amari Cooper, and it's not going to be him, he now plays for the Buffalo Bills, you should be in the market to go get a Darius Slayton, a Deontay Johnson, a Adam Thielen, a DeAndre Hopkins, a DeMarcus Robinson. You should still be in the market. Now, I think this is the most important point about Amari Cooper. I guess 2 points. Number one, he went for a third-round pick. The Chiefs have multiple third-round picks. They have their own third-round pick, and they also have Tennessee's third-round pick. So I would have been open to trading one of those two third-round picks, and you go pick up a guy at a position of very serious need for you. Now, this is the point I was going to make about the money side of things. It's not anything. So he was going to make $20 million. The Browns converted $18.7 million of that into signing bonus. We don't got to get super deep into the cap. Just think about it how if I owe you 20 and I have to pay it to you by a certain date, you can pay some of it off early. And now, over the course of the season, that's what it is on the salary cap. So for the remainder of the season, Amari Cooper is going to make $800,000 to play for the Buffalo Bills. That's nothing. So it wasn't a tremendous ask if you were talking about draft pick compensation. The money was also something that you could have made work. This is the direction that I wanted them to go. He was number one on my list, and I've said this ever since the Rashee Rice injury. I wanted them to go get Amari Cooper. Now, I'm also very interested in Deontay Johnson. I don't think that the Chiefs just have a 2024 need at the position. I also think they have a 2025 need as well. Hollywood Brown was on a one-year deal, and he could possibly have missed all of 2024. When's the next time that we think Rashee Rice is playing a football game? I don't think Rashee Rice is playing this year. I do think he is going to be suspended at the beginning of next season. So we're talking about that you don't think Rashee Rice is going to play until week 4, week 5 possibly of next season. So you need to start preparing for what you're going to do next season as well. I think the plan, at least my plan would have been, you bring in Amari Cooper now. He gets to know the system, plays with Patrick Mahomes. He fits into this locker room. At the end of the season, after he's won a championship, after he's had success, you offer him I'm not saying a long-term extension like it would have been 5 years for $100 million, but you offer him a deal kind of like what we saw DeAndre Hopkins sign when he went to Tennessee. You sign him to a 2-year, $28 million deal. You guarantee $15 million. And next season, you have Rashee Rice coming back, and you can work him into things. You got Amari Cooper on the other side. You got Xavier Worthy in year two. You got some of the other options. And you were starting to prepare a little bit better for life after Travis Kelce. That's what I would have done if I'm the Chiefs. But the Chiefs decided to do something different. I still will maintain the Chiefs have to do something. You cannot go through the next 4 months with Xavier Worthy, Juju Smith-Schuster, Justin Watson, Mecole Hardman, and Sky Moore. So we will see what they do. Maybe they go get Deontay Johnson. Maybe they bring back MVS. Maybe they bring on Darius Slayton. Maybe they go trade for DeMarcus Robinson. I do believe the Chiefs are going to do something. But at least on my wish list, my checklist, my number one want was Amari Cooper, and now he is off the board.
I have had all day to chew on this deal. And we actually haven't talked at all about the Devontae Adams deal because Amari Cooper is the more interesting. But I'll say this first and foremost. I would have never done the Devontae Adams deal. The Devontae Adams deal, the Chiefs had done that and tried to add him to the fold. I would have been on here. It wouldn't have been me chewing on it all day. I would have been white hot with rage. The more I think about it, the more I lean that this is fine. The Chiefs skipped out on Amari Cooper. I don't think it's good. I don't think it's a win that you avoided this deal. I don't think it's some calamity they didn't get it done. I lean it's okay under the notion they will get something done. If you do not want to give up a third round pick, which, let's be honest, if you're going to beat Buffalo, you probably had to give up the Tennessee pick, which is going to be what? The 5th pick in the 3rd round?
Yeah, it would have been like the
73rd pick in the draft.
You're
going to
give up
in that
a
range.
Top 75 pick for 6 months of a player that I'm of the belief they would not re-sign, a guy who is 30-plus, and while he is productive, he is not some magic cure-all pill for the wide receiver issues. I lean toward I am okay with the Chiefs not making that deal under the notion of exactly what you said. They are going to do something. I think it's going to be more than last year's something. And last year's something was Mecole Hardman, which turned out to be very important.
What did we say, that MVS? I mean, because to me,
I think MVS is Mecole Hardman. I put them in the same category.
All
I
right,
think
I got you.
Darius Slayton is a more than Mecole Hardman, but
I'd be fine with that.
I think he's a less than Amari Cooper. That's kind of how I think the Chiefs are going to operate. It's going to be bargain basement-y, but not, oh man, take a flyer energy. I am okay with them passing on Cooper or not outbidding Buffalo to get Cooper with the mindset of, I believe the Chiefs will still do something. They are just going to wait it out, perhaps longer than you or I or the fan base is okay with, because it's been a slew of moves today. But I believe the Chiefs will do something. It just, in my opinion, it's fine that something wasn't Cooper.
Yeah, and we're going to have to see kind of what that potential move is. Again, I think there's about six names that make sense that I think over varying degrees move the needle. I will be, at this point, I would say my updated list, what I want them to do. It was Amari Cooper. Cross him off the list. He plays for the Bills. Number one on the list would be Deontay Johnson. He fits almost everything I think they need. You could use him in the Rashee Rice role over the course of the next couple of months. You can have him be your yards after the catch. He's 28 years old. He's trying to get a big contract next offseason. He's 28 years old, so you can bring him back, and you've got a great 1-2-3 punch with Rice and Worthy for next season. He's also trying to ball out to prove himself for another team next year. Deontay Johnson would be number one on my wish list. I would say number two on my list would probably be DeAndre Hopkins. I think he fits on the outside kind of what they have him do. They kind of need a bigger, physical, tough wide receiver. The contract is not that big of a deal anymore if you want to bring him in. I also don't think he'll be super expensive at his age and at his productivity. I would say DeAndre Hopkins is number two on my list. Darius Slayton would probably be number three. I'd put Mike Williams at four on the list. And then I have DeMarcus Robinson round out the top five. That is how I would rank my wide receiver I want them to go grab over the course of the next 3 weeks. They still have time. I don't want to paint it like the sky is falling because they didn't go get Amari Cooper. But if this team is going to make a, I would say, noticeable improvement in a wide receiver room, that right now, I know they have the best quarterback, they got the best coach. In terms of wide receiver, they have the thinnest wide receiver room in the National Football League. And all of your margin for error, at least when it came to injuries, you don't have it anymore. You don't have any margin of error anymore for injuries or anything that can happen on your offense. We are talking about a team that over the course of the summer, we were debating who wide receiver six and seven were and how many wide receivers they were going to keep. Fast forward a month into the season, Rob, they're down to four wide receivers on their team, and they have a guy in Sky Moore that I never want to see Patrick Mahomes throw Sky Moore the ball again. I don't even know why Sky Moore is on the team. You don't trust him in special teams, and he can't catch and he can't help you on offense. Sir, what exactly is it that you do here? So they have four wide receivers right now on this team, and Mecole Hardman left the last game with an injury. They got to go do something over the course of the next couple of weeks. We will see what it is. We'll get back to wide receiver here coming up in a bit. We'll talk about Devontae Adams. We'll talk about Amari Cooper, who got traded to the Buffalo Bills. But earlier today, we got a chance to catch up with Patrick Mahomes. It is our yearly, we will not ask you a football question because it is the bye week. And let me tell you, Pat, super excited.
Super excited. Let's get it.
All right, let's do it. The number one question when I ask people, hey, what do you want Patrick to answer, is people want to know what your hair care routine is. So you wake up in the morning, you got to do something to your hair. Take us through the process.
Yeah, no, it's easy. It's just my normal head and shoulders, just like the commercial. I throw it in the hair, and then my hair just curls like this.
No, you got to do something to it. You got to put some gel in it. You got to do some comb stuff. Nobody just wakes up with it naturally curly like that.
No, honestly, it's just, you just do the shampoo, conditioner. I brush the sides a little bit, but other than that, my hair just naturally is curly. I didn't know until I grew the mohawk out that my hair was like this. It just kind of happened And I liked it after that.
Have you ever, like, one day was, like, sitting down in the barber chair and you were like, man, it's time for me to switch things up?
Oh, I think about that all the time. Like, I know the Netflix show showed that. Like, I've wanted to cut my hair for a while now, but we've had a good thing rolling, and I don't like changing stuff up, so I'll keep it as long as we keep rolling.
All right, right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. What is your favorite Pop-Tart flavor?
I've never eaten a Pop-Tart in my entire life, so I think I'm going to have to change that at some point because everybody loves them. But Brittany loves them. I don't know what her favorite flavor is, but she loves them.
What was your, like, breakfast as a kid? Were you a cereal person? Were you, like, a bacon and eggs? Like, eight-year-old Patrick Mahomes, you're watching cartoons on a Saturday. What was your breakfast like?
Yeah, I mean, I've never been a huge, like, breakfast at breakfast time person. But if it's, like, a brunch or a lunch or even breakfast for dinner, I'm always the scrambled eggs, the bacon. I love a nice piece of toast or biscuit and gravy, kind of something like that. But I never eat really early in the morning. It's just more breakfast at lunch, breakfast for dinner for me.
Okay, it's good to know that you like bacon. One of the questions I had down, so Gail, from 1 to 10, how crisp do you like your bacon? So 1 is super floppy, 10 is the crispiest, almost break your teeth off hard. How crispy do you like your bacon to be?
I would say probably closer to a 6 or a 7. I want it to be at least a little bit crispy. I don't want it overly done. If it gets too, like, 10 to me, it's just too much. But I want it to be a little bit crispy, and then you got a little bit of floppiness in there, just nothing too crazy.
All right, I have never asked you this question. I'm excited because this is such a critical moment in every boy's life. I remember when I beat my dad one-on-one in basketball, and for game point, it was one of the hardest fouls that I had to earn that final bucket. Can you tell us the story of when you beat your dad in sports and something for the first time?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, I think the story that I think about the most, I don't know if it was the first time I ever beat my dad, but the first time I beat him in golf, I had to be, I think it was after I left college and after my first year playing in the NFL, just because, I mean, in basketball and stuff like that, that stuff happened, I think, probably in high school, but that was the one that I think hurt him the most, was me beating him on the golf course. And then now I beat him all the time, and it really eats at him because he was able to beat me in golf our entire life, and now that I play so much in the off season, I've gotten pretty good. But he'll beat me every once in a while. But for the most part, I got him on the golf course. And but I mean, it's hard, dude. My dad's 6'4", professional baseball player, got college offers in basketball. I mean, and football. So it was hard for me to beat him growing up in anything, and he wasn't letting me beat him in anything either.
I know that you have some time to get ready for this, but are you mentally prepared for Bronze is going to have this story about you? Like, one day, it's going to catch you off guard, and Bronze is going to beat you with something, and you're going to have to tell this story to somebody else.
Yeah, that day's not coming anytime soon, so I'll think about that in about 18, 20 years whenever he gets a little older.
Whenever you played Mario Kart, who was your Mario Kart character?
I was a Yoshi guy myself. I don't know why. I liked the vibes that he had. And I felt like, for some reason, when I was a kid, I felt like he was the fastest in the car, even though that makes no sense.
No, that actually makes sense. I was Big Toad person for that reason. That stuff matters. You know, like Bowser or Donkey Kong, they were heavier. But yeah, like Yoshi and Toad, they were always a little lighter and faster.
That's what I thought. Like, I didn't know if that was a true fact or not, but in my head, I was like, if I can just outrun them, I don't have to worry about Donkey Kong or Bowser really getting to me. But it was a bit. I played it growing up, and then I played it a lot in college. We were finding all the shortcuts. I was looking up all the ways to cheat and win, and it was a lot of fun to play.
What was you guys' college video game? For me, it was Halo 3 and Smash Bros. We played way too much of that in college. Whenever you guys had free time, what was the game that you played?
I played a ton, like a ton of 2K, just basketball, and then we played a little bit of FIFA as well. I think one of the World Cups happened when I was in college, so we played a ton of that at that point. But I was a ton of just 2K basketball, just going out there, either doing the My Career or even just like we would play like just like we'd play like just the regular like teams, and we'd do that for hours on hours, man. Probably. Hurt my grades a little bit playing so much.
All right, this might be the toughest question I've ever asked you. These are the two scenarios. You and Travis can play at Augusta, or you can play with Tiger at Pebble Beach. Which one would you pick?
I feel like it's cheating because I've played Augusta a couple times now. So I would play with Tiger because I haven't played with Tiger yet. So I gotta see what Tiger's like in person. Haven't even got to meet him, and I want to ask him about some of the stuff that he did as far as his career and how he dominated for so long.
So I didn't know this. I didn't know you had played Augusta. The last time I asked you about it, you hadn't played at Augusta. Now you've played it multiple times. What is it like?
It's everything that it's advertised to be, man. It's a special place, and I think even – I mean, obviously the golf course is unreal, and it's stuff that it looks like it's literally made in a factory because it's so nice, but – I think just me growing up watching golf and, like, seeing all these shots, every time I'm at a spot, I'm like, Bubba Watson hit one here or Tiger Woods hit one here or whatever, whoever it is. And I think that was – it was a magical place as a fan of golf that I am.
What hole was your favorite to play?
For me, I would say my favorite one was probably – I would just say 12 just because 12 is so iconic, Amon's Corner. But – I had a lot of fun on 13 as well. I either parted or got like double or triple bogey or whatever. Or I even got one birdie on there. But the holes are amazing. And I think I remember some of the shots more than anything.
A couple more questions here for Patrick Mahomes. We're doing our random no football questions for the bye week. Patrick, do you ever listen to podcasts?
I do sometimes. I either listen to podcasts or I listen to like audiobooks. So that's kind of what I listen to instead of music sometimes.
What's your favorite podcast? What was the most recent audiobook you listened to?
I'm listening to an audiobook called Captain's Class. So it's just about different captains throughout all sports and how they did it. And then as far as podcasts, I've been listening. My buddy Andrew Santino has one called Bad Friends. It's a little bit more comedy-based. And so sometimes when I'm trying to get a laugh in or something like that, I'll throw that on.
What is Sterling's favorite book? Whenever she's going to bed, I'm sure you read to her a couple times. Is there a book that she likes more than the other ones?
I wouldn't say that she has a favorite anymore. She's read so many now, and we have a million books for her that we read at night. But Bronze loves this book called Daddy Hugs. It's about this elephant and his dad kind of cruising around the jungle. So I'll give Bronze his favorite book right now. It's called Daddy Hugs.
All right, I have been wondering this because last year I asked you, did you have Venmo? Because that was a big debate around here. I am curious this. When was the last time that you bought something and you didn't buy it because it was too expensive? That happens to us on a regular basis. I'm wondering if this ever happens to you.
I don't know. I can't remember exactly what I haven't bought just because of the price point. But I know like right now, like, as I've like built houses and stuff like that, that there's been a lot of times I've had to not get stuff because of the prices of things, and I'm just like, I just can't. No matter how much money I have, I just can't spend that much on that. So that's more of the things, like just kind of keeping it in the budget is something that I have to really kind of be tight on.
Okay, that makes sense. I am curious, how do you get clothes? Like, you can't go to the mall the way that regular people do. How do you buy clothes? Do you have a stylist that brings them to you? You know, because sometimes you got to go. You got to try it on. You got to see how it feels. You got to see how it fits. How do you buy clothes?
That's a Brittany Mahomes question. She styles me, so she's the one that gets all the clothes and gets them for me. And so she'll send me stuff, and she doesn't know if I'll wear it or not, and I'll just say yes or no. And if usually she has a good feel of what I would wear, and so she gets it, and then I get home, and it's in my closet, and then I just pick from that.
Halloween is right around the corner. Have you guys decided what you're doing for Halloween?
We have. It's a surprise. Sterling picked it, so it's a surprise, and the kids are super excited about it, and I'm going to be excited as well. I get to go get some candy with the kids.
What's your favorite candy?
My favorite candy is probably any type of, like, gummy, like, Sour Patch Kids, either Jolly Rancher gummies. Stuff like that is probably my favorite candy. And then every once in a while, I'll get some, like, Reese's Pieces or or M&M's or something like that. But mostly the sour gummies.
All right, last thing here, and I appreciate you having a little fun with us today with our random questions. I have to ask you, has Taylor ever baked something for you, and what did she make you?
She never, like, baked anything specifically for me. She's made different treats that have been around my house, just like muffins and donuts and stuff like that. Sterling's a big baker as well, so they make some stuff together sometimes. And I'm not gonna say I don't eat them. So it is as good as everybody's talked about. She's great as it comes as far as it comes to baking.
That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today for our yearly We Don't Ask Football Questions interview. Patrick, we will get back to football next week, but it's the bye week. We like having a little bit of fun, man. We appreciate your time today.
Yeah, appreciate you, man.
I just love the casually, yeah, I've played Augusta multiple times. Not just one time, just I've played Augusta multiple times. Just a different kind of life. Coming up on the other side, I keep seeing this sentiment on the text line. I want to respond to it. We'll get back to Devontae Adams. We'll get back to Amari Cooper and what the Chiefs could possibly do at wide receiver. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, we just saw another trade in the National Football League. The Texans are trading Cam Akers to the Vikings. Houston gets a 2026 conditional sixth-round pick in exchange for Akers and a conditional 2026 seventh-round pick. So, two contending teams, the Texans and the Vikings, they do a move. Looks like Cam Akers is going to be the newest member of the Minnesota Vikings. Certainly a team that has a chance to make a Super Bowl run. They have Aaron Jones at running back. Is he hurt right now, Rob? I'm just trying to think. Maybe I missed some news, or maybe they're just trying to get a 1-2 punch with Aaron Jones and Cam Akers. But nonetheless, the Vikings have added Akers to the team. I want to read this text, and I've seen a couple of people say this, and I want to be clear. I am not saying that this never happens. I just don't think that this happened in this instance. Someone texted in, CDOT, no one wants to trade with the champs. If you've won your fantasy league a couple times and you know how it goes, once you start winning championships, negotiations get far more difficult and you are stuck with what you have. I'm not denying that at some point there has been a team that has said, under no circumstances are we trading to the Chiefs. Like, I don't think Davante Adams was ever a realistic option. We didn't spend any amount of time talking about Davante Adams as being a realistic possibility. But where I think the Chiefs fans have maybe taken this a little bit to the extreme, let me ask you a question. How did they acquire Xavier Worthy? Who did they acquire Xavier Worthy from? If there is any team, I mean, any of the other 31 teams in the National Football League that should have a we're not trading with Kansas City rule, what team do you think that would be? I'm going to guess it's one of the teams that they eliminated last year in the postseason, and they have played in three of the last four postseasons in the Buffalo Bills. So again, I am not saying that there is that every team would just trade willy-nilly with the Chiefs, but I think that far more NFL teams are thinking, well, how does this benefit our roster? I don't think Buffalo wanted Xavier Worthy. So sure, you can have him. We want Keon Coleman. We'll pick up a couple of picks along the way, and you can use those picks for different things. So we have certainly heard examples of that. Deontay Johnson, Pittsburgh, we are not trading him to Kansas City. Now, I don't think they were trading him to any team in the AFC, and I think that's how he landed on the Carolina Panthers, but I just don't think that Amari Cooper is not in Kansas City because Cleveland has a hardline stance of we are not helping Kansas City. You traded him to Buffalo. You traded him to another team in the AFC that could win the Super Bowl. Now, Buffalo is not Kansas City, but you trade him to a contending team for a third-round pick. So it tells me that he was available to the highest bidder, and Buffalo just ended up being the highest bidder for Amari Cooper.
I think beyond just this circumstance, this notion is far more fan-driven than driven in reality. Yes, sometimes in football and in professional sports, you hear stories of Team X would not trade to Team Y. Remember, the Steelers didn't want to trade Deontay Johnson, even in the AFC. Those things happen. They are outliers, largely. The Bills and Chiefs, every draft season, they do business together. We saw last draft season, you know what happened? Or two draft seasons ago, excuse me. The Cowboys and Eagles, they made a trade happen. Those kind of things happen in the league. There is not some secret cabal that is trying to keep the Chiefs from making moves. Andrew Berry was not on the phone with Brett Veach and then got a text from Roger Goodell or from Bill, from Brandon Bean. Don't do a deal because it would help the Chiefs. That is just not how it works. More times than not, everyone is open for business. And I would imagine in this situation, the Chiefs' business was just not as good of a deal, if a deal at all. As we heard Nate Taylor earlier say, the Chiefs weren't even in on Cooper.
Yeah, I mean, I would say a couple of their biggest trades that they've made over the last 5 years have been with teams that they are in direct competition with. I mean, they got Orlando Brown from the Ravens. I mean, that's a team in the AFC, a team that is absolutely competing to win championships, and they traded him to Kansas City. You just made a deal with the Buffalo Bills. You eliminated them in the postseason earlier this year. So, I'm not going to make it seem like that never happens in the league. I don't think the Chiefs wanted Amari Cooper on their team. I think they are happy to look elsewhere, and they are perfectly fine with Amari Cooper playing in Buffalo. Now, we'll see if they end up making the right decision. I'm going to guess that these two teams are probably going to have to see each other at some point later in the season, and I'm not talking about the regular season. Just these are the two best teams in the AFC again. You could throw Baltimore in that conversation, but if you're asking me right now who are the two biggest contenders in the AFC, I think it's Kansas City and Buffalo. I think those two teams are going to have to see each other, and we'll see what kind of impact Amari Cooper has on the game. Nate Taylor was on the midday show earlier today, and he was asked if he thinks the Chiefs are going to wait or if they're going to make a move. Here's what he said.
Like, for the Chiefs' sake, I think they want to see their offense for another game or two against the 49ers. Now, again, if someone says, hey, we'll give, and based on Amari Cooper, Davante Adams, man, we take a fourth right now for Deontay Johnson. Hey, maybe you don't hang up the phone. Maybe you figure it out now sooner rather than later. But I think most teams will play off of this. It'll help the conversations, or it'll, you know, tamper it to some degree. You get another game or two in, and then, yeah, because of the deadline, the interest will obviously, you know, ignite again. But I don't – unless you're a seller, unless you're the Carolina Panthers, and you can say based on that deal with the Cleveland Browns, we now know what we can sort of get or what our framework is, then outside of that, I do think it's probably going to be later towards the trade deadline than the action sort of carrying us through the week.
Well, I will say this. There's one move that I know they're going to make that they don't have to trade for the player. Marquez Valdes-Scantling was released earlier today by the Buffalo Bills. I'm telling you, we know Brett Veach. Brett Veach is far more predictable than we give him credit. When Juju was available, you knew he was coming back to Kansas City. When we got word that things weren't working for Mecole Hardman, you knew that he was coming back. Clyde Edwards-Helaire was a free agent. They brought him back this year. The Chiefs like bringing that old thing back. Guys that they know, guys that they trust, guys that understand the system. I am telling you, this is not me reporting anything. I've not asked anybody. This is just Carrington's opinion. MVS is playing on Sunday against the San Francisco 49ers. He's playing. Sometime over the course of the next 48 hours, they're bringing him back. They've done this too many times. Juju, McCole, Clyde, they love bringing these guys back. MVS knows the system. You don't have to give up anything additional to acquire him. You can just add him to the practice squad right now and call him up if something goes wrong. He's a veteran that knows the system, fits in the locker room. You know his personality. They're bringing MVS back. Now, I don't have that much of an issue with you bringing MVS back. That cannot be the only move that you make, but I don't have any problem with them bringing MVS back on what is going to be a nothing contract. He's on the practice squad, and if an injury happens, you got to have six or seven wide receivers, and right now they only have four. So you make a move to go bring back MVS, you pick up Darius Slayton, you pick up DeMarcus Robinson, you trade for Deontay Johnson. They are not done, in my opinion, at wide receiver. Coming up on the other side, we'll talk about the Jets. They got Davante Adams in the least surprising move this year in the National Football League. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
I think this is a very important message that I think all of you need to hear. Maybe not all. Let me amend my comments a little bit. Some of you need to hear. Someone on the text line said, CDOT, why would you add someone like MVS when they have guys like Justin Ross on the practice squad? Now, this happens, I don't know, maybe once, twice a year. There are players that you guys like far more than they like. Sometimes it's in reverse. Sometimes there's players that you guys don't really like that they love. For a long period of time, that was Justin Watson. For a long period of time, that was Daniel Sorensen. You guys couldn't wait to get Daniel Sorensen off the team. He just kept getting more and more opportunities, you know? They don't like Justin Ross like that. You want to know how I know? If Justin Ross can't be active right now for this team at wide receiver, that tells me everything I need to know. They don't have enough healthy bodies at the position. They literally do not have enough healthy bodies. They have five healthy wide receivers right now, and they still don't trust Justin Watson to put him in the game and give him an opportunity. So I hear what you guys are saying. Man, I wish they liked. No. You know who Justin Ross is? He's Cornell Powell. We did that same thing with Cornell Powell for the longest period of time. You know who he is? He's Dorian O'Daniel. That's who he is. Armani Watts. We've played this game way too many times. I wish they liked Justin Ross. I really do. I wish they gave him more opportunities. I do. I really wish. I mean, Justin Ross couldn't get on the field last year when their wide receiver room was struggling. He can't get in the room right now when half of the wide receiver room is injured at this point. If you're behind Sky Moore on the depth chart, that tells me exactly how they feel about you. Because Sky Moore should not be ahead of anybody in their wide receiver room. Nico Remigio, Justin Ross, Hot Hands from Little Giants. There is not a wide receiver, Tweeter from Varsity Blues. He should not be ahead of any wide receiver that you can think of. But he's ahead of Justin Ross right now.
I think it's unfair to call him Cornell Powell. You know who he is? It's a cross-sport comparison. That's what this sport does. That's what this show does best. He's all those bad minor leaguers that Royals fans, when they were terrible, told me was going to be good. He's Johnny Giavitella. He's Kiakaya Huwe.
Nah, those dudes at least got
to
play.
Calvin Pickering. Hey, look at this, man. When he gets out of AAA, watch out. Savior. Well, he never got out of AAA. He just existed. You know what? You say he didn't play. Justin Ross got, what, 4 targets last year? He got on the field, didn't do anything with it per the coaching staff.
He got 11 targets. Don't disrespect Justin Ross and his 11 targets last year. So far
this season,
he has 0 targets. They have not thrown him the ball. They've thrown the ball more to Sky Moore this season than they've thrown to Justin Ross. Now, maybe that changes this weekend. Hey, it's a bye week. We switched some things up. Maybe that's the case. I'm telling you right now, between now and when they go get another wide receiver, if they continue to not give Justin Ross an opportunity, Jody Fortson was in the land of misfits. I don't even know what team Jody Fortson. I think he was on the Dolphins, actually.
He was a Dolphin.
Jody Fortson was gone, came back, suited up, was active, and got a target before they gave it to Justin Ross. They ain't giving Justin Ross an opportunity.
I'm telling you, he's Johnny Giovitella. You were here in 2013, 2014. Oh, did social media love Johnny Giovitella?
No, that's fair.
And you know what he did? Nothing.
At least they let him play, though.
I mean,
at least
did
he got some AB. Yeah, I mean, Johnny Giovitella got 200 ABs in a Royals season.
He got a quarter of a season's worth of ABs.
Yeah, I mean, they gave Justin Ross a quarter worth of nothing. Giving him. Think about this. There was a game last year where they threw the ball more to Justin Watson than they have in Justin Ross's entire career. They threw the ball to Justin Watson 11 times in the Eagles game. They've thrown it to Justin Ross 11 times, period, in his NFL career. I don't know what more empirical evidence that we need for them to tell you how they feel. Ooh, someone said, what about Darice Fountain? He's absolutely in that conversation. Darice Fountain is definitely in that conversation.
Who was the guy that they traded to the Panthers last year that everyone got all hot and bothered?
Well, Amir Smith-Marset.
Yes.
That's who it is. Is he even in the league still? Is he around?
I mean, he's a Panther, so probably.
Is that being in the league? Play for the Panthers? That's in the league. No, he actually is on the Giants right now.
Same difference.
Yeah, if you can't get on the field right now with the Giants, what's going on right now? There's a lot of bad teams in the league, dog. I'm serious. I know you guys don't believe me, but I'm telling you, random NBA game is better than random NFL game. Think about Thursday night. Thursday night football is random NFL game. Broncos and Saints. No, thank you. No, thanks. Think of what Sunday night football was. Bengals and Giants. That's half the league is like that. It's bad. It's really bad. But God, last night when it's good, it's good. Last night was a good Monday night football game. It was refreshing to see. All right, I'm out of here. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk a lot more college football over the course of the next couple of days. Missouri is on the cusp of being bowl eligible. K-State is on the cusp of being bowl eligible. And KU, it's basketball season. Keep it right here, Sadrive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.